As Americans head for campgrounds and scenic vistas this summer, they may be surprised to learn that the budget for repairs in Western National Parks was cut this spring by nearly 30%. This is on top of an estimated $4.9 billion maintenance backlog. Park superintendents were told the cuts were needed to pay for anti-terrorism policing and a study of whether Park Service jobs should be privatized. In the second of two reports on the national parks, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold says morale within the service is at an all-time low.
Hi, welcome to Mount Rainier. It's a $10 entrance fee.
1.3 million people visit Mount Rainier National Park a year, a park that features a 14,000-foot volcano, a park that's so strapped it doesn't even have a volcanologist on staff, and a park that was ordered to hold off on repairs to instead pay consultants for an 18-month privatization study. The study is to see whether the government can save money by contracting out jobs. On a bright blue day with Mount Rainier as the backdrop, Jim Fuller and a maintenance crew are putting in a utility line. Fuller's worked here at Rainier for more than 20 years. He's the supervisor for all of the park's water, wastewater, electric, and heating. But on top of that, he's on call for search and rescue, firefighting, and on weekends, he's a volunteer ranger.
How do you put my job with all the, and not just mine, I've been speaking from all these other people, with all associated responsibilities to their job, how do you put those in neat little packages that will wind up economically reasonable?
More than half of the 112 employees in the park are being studied. Fuller says he's offended and concerned not only for himself, but for the park.
Here we are already, you know, behind in funding, and then we're going to be taking effort away into this study, and then you're demoralizing the workforce. I don't know how this is going to, it's not going to be good for the Park Service, I can tell you that.
Nationwide, to comply with President Bush's competitive sourcing initiative, the Park Service is already looking at whether 1,700 jobs, primarily in maintenance and security, should be contracted out. Overall, the Interior Department has identified more than half of the 20,000 Park Service jobs as commercial in nature, that is, candidates for bidding out. Deputy Director Don Murphy defends the process while at the same time wants to reassure employees. On the one hand, he says it's what every good business should do. On the other, he says he doubts employees will necessarily lose their jobs.
I think what we're attempting to do is keep our fingers on the pulse of our organization to make sure that when people do come to parks, they're getting the best quality service possible and that we're being the best that we can possibly be when we're giving that service. It's really a management review process that we're going through.
Ron Tipton, vice president of the National Parks Conservation Association, a longtime parks advocacy group, says it's just wrong-headed.
Why would you, in one fell swoop, try to displace thousands of National Park Service staff, most of whom have an obvious and clear commitment to the parks and the resources in those parks that they were hired to protect? This is a mission-driven agency. These are not people that get up in the morning and go to work because they have to. They go to work because they love what they do.
Concern about outsourcing has reached Capitol Hill. Just before the July 4th recess, Nevada Senator Harry Reid, a Democrat, held a press conference to introduce the Park Professionals Protection Act, a bill designed to stop the process.
I can't understand how the administration could even think of doing anything like this. But they believe that, anything you can do to whack a federal employee, that it serves the private sector in some way that I don't understand.
West Virginia Congressman Nick Rahal co-sponsored the legislation, saying that hiring rent-a-cops to man the entrance booths of national parks isn't going to save money.
So rather than investing in our park resources and enhance the visitor experience, over $5 million is being spent on private consultants to study what is known as outsourcing of these jobs. Yet not a single study to date has demonstrated even a nickel in savings would be earned as a result of outsourcing.
In fact, the Park Service already contracts out much of its work. All of the concessions in the national parks are private. At Rainier, for example, food service, lodging, gift shops, retail, and the guiding services, 50% of the park staff is already private. In addition, Superintendent Dave Uberaga says 95% of the park's $100 million maintenance backlog will be bidded out. What remains, he says, is a core group of dedicated workers.
I have a master's in business administration, and I've cranked out some of these numbers as it applies to Mount Rainier. And I can tell anybody straight in the eye that the taxpayers are getting the best value for their money in the current operation that we have, and that you can't put a price on dedication, stewardship, resource protection, and build that into a contract very well.
Ubaraga isn't sure how he'll find the time or the money to come up with the detailed study the Office of Management and Budget requires. Recent testimony from the Governmental Accounting Office states, among other things, that the so-called A76 process can take on average 25 months, cost more than anticipated, has a profound effect on morale, and doesn't result in reliable estimates of savings. But Park Service Deputy Director Murphy says he's certain the outsourcing review will not be detrimental.
And quite frankly, many of the other agencies that have gone through this process of competitive sourcing really end up finding out that their federal employees are a much better value.
Still, Rainier Superintendent Ubaraga says his employees are worried, and it's all anyone can talk about.
You can't help, once you're on the list to be studied, that you always jump to the worst-case scenario. I'm going to lose my job. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it?
And concern has trickled down through the park's large volunteer base as well. At Rainier, more than 700 people put in 35,000 hours of volunteer work last year. Some have already told the superintendent outright they have no interest in continuing to clear trails on the weekend at their national park, simply to help a private contractor make a profit. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.
The Interior Department has awarded more than $70 million in grants to 29 states to help protect endangered species threatened by development. The money will help railroads, utilities, oil and gas drillers, and environmental groups find alternative habitats for fauna. The habitat conservation plans must be approved by the Fish and Wildlife Service. The grants will benefit species ranging from the endangered red-cockaded woodpecker in the southeast to the threatened spectacled eider in Alaska.